Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends, and welcome back to our program, which is on the subject, You Have an Appointment with God. And what we're going to do today is summarize all of the previous 63 programs that we've had. This is a long series of programs. We're coming to the end, just two more. So I want to summarize all of the things that we've discussed. And the first question we have to ask when we talk about you have an appointment with God is, what calendar does God use? If God is making an appointment with us, we have to know what time we're supposed to meet with Him. So therefore, we have to know what calendar God uses so that we're using the same calendar so that we can know what time we should meet with Him. To answer that question, let's turn over to Genesis chapter 1 and verse 14. This is Genesis chapter 1 verse 14, where it says, God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for days and seasons and years and signs. So we have very clearly that the lights in the firmament of the heaven teach us how to tell time. Now specifically, when it comes to God's seven annual appointments, we can turn to Psalm chapter 104 and verse 19 to see that He uses the moon. So this is Psalm chapter 104 verse 19. It says, God says He appointed the moon for seasons. He appointed the moon for seasons. And I want to focus on this word seasons for a second. The word seasons, as defined in Strong's Concordance of the Bible, is taken from the Hebrew word moed, M-O-W-E-D. And this means an appointment. Example would be a fixed time, that's number one. Number two, an assembly of people. And number three, the place where the people assemble. So when God says He appointed the moon to tell us what time His seven annual holy days occur, He's saying that this appointment that I'm making with you has three aspects. Number one, it's going to happen at a specific fixed time. Number two, I'm calling you together as an assembly of people. You are to assemble together to worship me. And number three, I'm calling you to a specific place. So it has a fixed time, it's an assembly of people, and it's the place where people meet. Now let's read some scriptures to prove this out, those three aspects. In Genesis chapter 17 and verse 21, God says to Abraham, my covenant will I establish with Isaac, which Sarah shall give birth to at this set time in the next year. We know that a woman is pregnant, generally speaking, for 9 months, so there is an appointed time after a person is impregnated when they are to give birth. And God said specifically that Sarah shall give birth to Isaac at this set time, the time that God had set apart for Isaac to be born, that's when he was born. And this word set time here is taken from the word moed. So we see the first aspect. Moed, which means an appointment, it's a fixed time or a set time. Now number two is in Exodus chapter 29 and verses 41 through 45. This is Exodus chapter 29 and verses 41 through 45. Here it says, and the other lamb you shall offer at sunset, an offering made by fire to the Lord. This shall be a continual burnt offering throughout your generations at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. This is where you shall meet before the Lord. So in this particular case, the word congregation is taken from the word moed, and as you can see, it means the place. So let's read that part again. This continual burnt offering shall be offered throughout your generations at this specific place, which is at the door of the tabernacle where the congregation meets. So that's the place. Now we have the third part, which means the congregation, the people who are commanded to assemble together. This is in Deuteronomy chapter 31 and verse 30. Here it says, Moses spoke in the ears of all the congregation of Israel the words of this song. in this particular case, congregation, is from Moed, but we see that it's talking about the people, that Moses spoke in the ears of all the congregation, those people who were congregated together. That's who Moses spoke to. So we have the three things that Moed teaches us. It's a set time, it's a set place, and it's for a set purpose, which is to assemble together to worship God. So an easy way of defining the word Moed is to say that it means the place and time when people assemble. Moed means the place and time when people assemble. So when God says that he appointed the moon for seasons, what it's saying is that God has appointed the moon to tell us when we should meet with him, why we should meet with him, and where we should meet with him. That's what God uses the moon to tell us in terms of determining the time for the seven annual appointments that God has with us. So now let's talk a little bit more about the elements of God's calendar, because we want to see how Satan has perverted this so that he diverts our attention from God's calendar, points us to his corrupted calendar, so that we don't meet with God at his appointed time, but we meet with Satan at his appointed time. So for instance, a day. God's calendar is starting at sunset. On God's calendar, a day starts at sunset in the evening. It goes from the time when the sun set, that starts a new day, goes around to the morning, and when it comes back to the evening and the sun is setting, that ends one day, starts another day. In Satan's calendar, a day starts at midnight. So that is off already. Then we talk about a week. We have a week, which is 7 days. It starts with the first day of the week, ends with the seventh day of the week, which we call the Sabbath. And of course, Satan has deceived people into believing that we should not assemble on the Sabbath, but we should assemble on Sunday. That couldn't be further from the truth. Of course, it's good to assemble every day to meet, but the specific day that God has set apart to meet every week is on the seventh day, which is the Sabbath day. It's not on the first day, which is Sunday. But that's another deception in Satan's calendar. Then we have a month. On God's calendar, a month starts with the new moon, and the new moon is when it's fully dark, completely dark. It's the opposite of a full moon, which is when it's fully light. It's full of light. The new moon is the first day of the month, and then the full moon is on the 15th day of the month, which is in the middle part. And then it goes back around to when it's fully dark, and then that ends one moon, starts another moon. In Satan's calendar, a month can start on any day of the moon. As you'll notice, if you find out when a new moon is, it's not most of the time going to be on the first day of the month in man's calendar. Like January 1st is not necessarily when there's a new moon. That is again Satan's deception, because in Satan's calendar, in some months there's 28 days, in some months there's 30 days, in some months there's 31 days. But in God's calendar, there's 30 days. That's how long it takes for the moon to go around the earth one time. And that's where we get a month from, is when the moon goes around the earth one time. Then we have a year, which is when the earth goes around the sun one time. And in God's calendar, this year starts at the vernal equinox. The vernal equinox is when there are equal amounts of sunlight and nighttime in the spring. Vernal means spring, and equinox means equal. So in the springtime, when there's an equal amount of sunlight and nighttime, that's the start of the year, when the earth starts to go around the sun. And so as an example, right around usually March 20th, March 21st, there's going to be 12 hours of day, 12 hours of night. That's the vernal equinox, and when the earth goes around the sun, it ends around March 19th or 20th, and then a new year starts. But in Satan's calendar, the new year starts in the dead of winter, not in springtime when things are springing to life, but in the dead of winter when all things are dead, in January. It has nothing to do with God's calendar. Again, that's Satan's deception. So now we have to ask the question, now that we know what calendar God uses, we have to ask the question, what appointments has God made with you on His calendar? Again, now that we know what calendar God uses, we have to know what appointments He has made. Well, there are seven appointments that God has made with us. The first appointment is the Passover. The second is unleavened bread. The third is Pentecost. The fourth is trumpets. The fifth is atonement. The sixth is tabernacles. And the seventh is the last great day. These are the seven appointments that God has made with us. And you'll remember that in both Genesis chapter 1 and in Psalm chapter 104, we talked about the fact that God has appointed the moon to tell us about these seven annual appointments. We have a weekly appointment, which is the Sabbath day, but also we have these annual appointments, and these are determined by the month. So notice this. For the Passover, God tells us that it's on the 14th day of the first month. So you come to the vernal equinox when we have a new moon, and then you count 14 days. That's going to be the Passover. Unleavened bread occurs on the 15th through the 21st day of the first month. And then you have Pentecost. And Pentecost is the only one out of the 7 days that you actually have to calculate. And you start counting for Pentecost during the days of unleavened bread, and you count 50 days, and then you come to the time when Pentecost is kept. And all three of these first appointments, the Passover, unleavened bread, and Pentecost, they are all in the springtime. Then we come to the fall, where we have the last four of God's seven annual appointments. Trumpets happens on the first day of the seventh month. Atonement occurs on the 10th day of the 7th month. Tabernacles occurs on the 15th through the 21st day of the 7th month. And then the last great day occurs on the 8th day of the 7th month. So again, you have the moon, which is where we get our term month from. Moon and month is the same thing. So you have God's seven annual appointments that He makes with us based on the moon. And so the first three happen in the first moon or the first month of the year, and then the last four happen in the seventh moon or the seventh month of the year. And there is a specific reason why three fall in the springtime and three fall in the fall. All right, and we have to ask the question, what is then the purpose of these seven meetings? And we're going to talk about that as well as a couple of other things in our next program. Thanks for joining me on this program, and may God be in you.
If you would like to contact us or order free literature, please visit our website at www.christianambassadors.org. That's www.christianambassadors.org. Or call us on 404-412-0032. That's 404-412-0032. Thanks for listening. May God be in you.